Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. Thank you for joining us and listening to My Talk 107.1. This is the part where we discuss food. We have some topics that are a little heavy, and then we say, what about this? In food court.
Now I'm going to visit the only court I could never be in contempt of. Food court.
Bradley versus Dawn.
They love to argue.
On topics from the world of cuisine.
White meat or dark meat?
Blue cheese or ranch?
It's food. Court.
Gotta be a better way to phrase that. Let's go.
The Honorable Mike Ganger presiding.
Something's happening in the food court.
Oh, it's a Sbarro.
You guys, Mike, even though you're presiding, yeah. I have brought you two together today because, and dear audience, feel free to join the conversation on email, Twitter, 651-641-1071 for a very, very important food-related topic. This is so important in these days of controversy. Okay, not really, but I just thought, let's have a good old-fashioned debate about chicken wings. First of all, temperature in the room. Do you guys like chicken wings?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I really feel bad for people who don't. If you're a vegetarian, I get it. Don't even get me started on boneless wings, because that's not a thing. We are going to stick our conversation today to the following question. Wings. What is your favorite part of the chicken wing?
Uh-huh.
The drummy or the flat? 651-641-1071. Why are you laughing?
Remember the conversation we had before the show?
Well, you had a clarifying question.
I didn't know it was.
You didn't know which was which.
Oh. Yeah. I thought that was just the wing and the drumstick is just the drumstick. I didn't know it was. Well, this is really stupid to say, but I didn't know it was all the wings.
Well, I wasn't sure what you were confused by, so I didn't want to assume or presume for the sake of discussion.
That stupid?
No, that I was like, well, maybe other people think the drummy is the drumstick. The drummy is like the shoulder, if you will.
Right, you had to explain to me
flat
on your body.
Is like the
forearm.
Yeah, the forearm.
Or the arm?
Well, yeah, this part of the arm versus the shoulder part,
okay.
Right? And they're actually together. It's just that in many places, they separate those two for the sake of your appetizer. So to that end, the drummy is the meaty, like looks like a little mini drumstick.
Uh-huh.
And then the flat is that it's literally flat.
Is that what people call it? The flat?
Mm-hmm. They call it flat. Like drummies or flats.
I have never heard that.
Well, okay. Now that you know.
Now that I know, let's.
Which is your favorite?
Flat, flat, flat.
Why
flat.
Do you say flat?
Because I don't like that nub and chewing. I don't like that nub and gristle and trying to get all the meat off that nub. I'm just not into that.
You're not into the nub?
Not really. It's just, I don't eat that gristly, gross stuff.
Gristly,
on the
gross
nub.
Stuff?
No.
Okay, let's go to Jackie. Let's find out what Jackie likes. Jackie, drummies or flats? Hey, Jack.
Hi. Well, I like the flats, as you call them, but I had a customer at a restaurant who called them paddles.
Paddles?
He didn't want paddles, though. He only wanted the drummy.
No.
And if I do that for everyone,
you can't
then
do
nobody's going to get a drummy.
Exactly.
But I prefer the paddle.
So you're a paddle gal, too.
Okay.
All right.
He called them. I don't have official words.
No, I like paddle. Thank you, Jackie.
Okay.
So far, it's two paddles to drummies. And I'm surprised, actually, because I would have thought that the drummy was the preferred piece of the chicken wing. Because, spoiler alert, I, too, am a fan of the flat or the paddle. And here's why.
Oh.
You put it in your mouth.
No, you don't. Okay.
What?
No, you don't.
What?
I don't
put
any wing in my mouth.
What do you do to it?
I pull it off of my fingers and then eat it.
Okay.
No.
Girl, you're going to be eating all day.
I know, it's so.
And if you want
so
business,
long.
And Mike, I feel like Mike is going to relate. I just feel like Mike and I would probably go to town on some chicken wings in a similar fashion. You put the whole flat in your mouth.
Okay.
You pull, Or actually, I'm trying to remember when
you
twist.
Spin it.
You either twist first and then pull. That's what I think you do, right? The twist comes first, pull, and then it just pulls all the meat off the bone.
Yep.
With a bunch of gross stuff, too.
No, it's just meat. I mean, I don't get no gross stuff.
Gross stuff, that's the best part.
Yeah.
When I get done eating wings, it looks like some sort of carnivore. Just, I mean, I eat
but
the
a good carnivore because I bet them bones are clean.
Yes, it's just the bone.
Oh, that my is it.
What are you leaving?
Oh, lots of stuff.
Why?
Because I don't want that nub.
Ugh. But meat? You don't leave no meat on the bone?
Yeah, I mean, you can't get to it without getting through all that gristle and gross tendons.
You need to eat some chicken wings.
Yeah.
That's
why
I mean, you gotta eat those tendons. I would just hand them over to my dad, and then my dad would just eat the rest.
Mike, what's your call? Flats, or as Jackie suggested, paddles?
As you heard, drummies? As you just heard, I like drummies, and it works out really well because my significant other loves the flats, so it's perfect. We get an order, and she takes those, I take those, and we're good to go. But I like that part. I enjoy just going to the...
You like the nubs.
Work through the fat and the tendons and the cartilage and get all that meat in there.
So you haven't eaten 651-641-1071. You haven't seen me eat a chicken before, but my partner is always just both... equal parts surprised and confused about how I'm able to get all that meat off the bone. And I will eat knuckles and because all them tendons and things, Dawn, that's good for your skin and your teeth and your hair.
What am I? Living out on the prairie?
I mean, I don't know.
I have vitamins.
Yeah, no, I just toothpaste. Just give me the real thing.
Okay.
And I too, like I bite off that little knuckle.
It's the texture.
Yeah.
I don't like
that. I guess it's actually like a shoulder.
You know what? I will say for the first time, I've realized, like, when you showed on your arm.
We did a little biology lesson.
It clicked for me that it's this. That's their wing.
Yeah, it's their shoulder.
It's like that.
Yeah, because their wings are up here. Because I asked her about the drummy, and truth be told, she was pointing down to her leg, and I was like, it's not
your hip.
It's not your hip. Birds don't fly from their hips.
I also like the dippability of drummies because you can kind of dip one side, take a big bite, dip another side, take a big bite. If you're doing it with some like blue cheese along with your whatever sauce is on it, I like that aspect as well.
I do too. But you know why I'm not a huge fan of the drummies? Because I feel like that meat is often drier than the flat meat is usually moister. Mm. Is that a word? More moist than the drummy?
Yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite thing to dip?
Blue cheese and celery.
Celery?
I like to have celery.
You like to dip the celery in your...
In the blue cheese. But I don't like them wet. I don't like wet wings.
Oh, I hate wet wings.
Those that they just slap a bunch of sauce on.
Well, let
on
me
it.
Clarify. I don't...
So...
I want...
It's dirty.
Wings that are cooked well and then tossed in a sauce. Not wings that are cooked in a sauce. Because that's usually when they get real wet and slimy.
Oh.
You ready for the next step?
Yeah.
Then you take those wings that have been cooked well, put in the sauce, you stick them in a pan, and you saute them again. Oh, it caramelizes the sauce.
Oh. Or you could just put it under the broiler.
That would work too, but it really caramelizes that sauce, and it's so good. There's a bar in Rochester where we used to live down there that does that as their specialty, and it is so good.
Do you have a favorite wing place, Mike?
That one would be the one there. It's called Brothers down there. It is, they call it Decker styling it, where they take it and they fry it in the frying pan after they put the sauce on. It's so good.
Yummy. Mm-hmm. Dawn, do you have a favorite wing place?
Theorems in Anoka.
Oh, what's so special about their wings?
They have a bunch of different kinds of wings and different levels of heat. And they specifically, it's very specific. Like they have some Thai wings there that I really like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your go-to?
Buster's in South Minneapolis. They have these, they're kind of like, it's the wing that's been, you know, cooked and then they toss it in a sauce and then the sauce is kind of a balsamic vinegar sauce, but it's just spicy and tangy. But then they serve it with a homemade French onion dip.
Ooh. Oh my God. It's so good.
Wow. So if you touch the wing, would there be sauce on your finger?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't.
But
like
they
that.
Are. But they are. No. And I'm. Look. I agree. But again, as long as it's wet after,
the
wing
exactly
has wetted
like.
After it's been cooked, because I hate like when you get like wings at, I won't name the pizza delivery place, but they've just been cooked in the sauce, and so they're almost like. Oh. I don't know, soupy?
Okay.
Nobody wants a wet chicken.
No.
Am I right?
No, I don't want any sauce on it.
So we got two flats and a drummy. on The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn when we come back from food talk to Drew talk. Who's the Drew we're talking about? Drew Barrymore. And we'll find out why when we return right here on Mike. Hey, my talkers. Bradley here for my good friends at Boulevard Autoworks. That's BLVDAutoworks.com. I bring my vehicle to Tom and his team for scheduled maintenance, and I have also brought it there because I've got weird noises happening. In fact, I had this like clunk in my trunk. I could not figure out what was wrong. Well, I brought it to Tom and his team at Boulevard, and within, gosh, no time at all, they figured out it was a loose screw, of all things. Now, that loose screw was actually not as easy a fix as I had thought. The good news is Tom and his team figured out what was actually wrong with that screw so that they could fix the problem the first time, once and for all, right then, so I didn't have to worry about it again. And I'm grateful I did, because when I went to pick up my car, there it was, just like new. No clunk in my trunk anymore. I'm very grateful for Tom and his team at Boulevard, and you will be too. This summer or any time of year, head to BoulevardAutoWorks.com.
I talk 107.1. Everything entertainment.
Hi.
Okay, so if you still have opinions about drummies or flats or paddles,
I mean, I've said my piece, but...
That's right, yeah. So if you want to get a hold of us, you can find us on Twitter and let us know what you think. On to something else. Drew Barrymore, the child star, and, you know, she had a
former
child star, and, you know, she now is a talk show host and has done many movies. You know, I don't mind Drew Barrymore as a person.
I'm saying it's your favorite talk show. You talk about watching that every day.
I don't, but I will say this, to be fair, I only watched it when she first launched it in the beginning, and I did think it was really weak.
I don't care because it's on during her show, and I don't care if people watch it.
Okay, when I started watching it, I wasn't on the show.
No, I know, I'm just saying that, like, I know it's not your number one thing, but
yeah, if I watch it again, I might like it now.
Because I would prefer you watch this.
Okay. What? Watch what?
Noon to three, girl.
Okay. I thought you were going to do a show or present me with something. Watch this.
We did talk about being shirtless yesterday.
That's right. Okay.
Today we're talking about taking our pants off. But what is Drew Barrymore?
Hey,
I'm sorry, I'm emotional.
That's fine. Drew Barrymore is really, really mad at the tabloids. But I have to say, I'm not sure if the way you worded this thing was great grammar, because I too thought the same thing as the tabloids. It's
By
all
you, you
about
mean her.
Yes. So I saw this, and she, I'll first say the quote and then we'll play the clip of her going off on the tabloids. She was interviewing and talking to Jeanette McCurdy, who wrote the book I'm Glad My Mom Died, which is excellent. It's about the worst stage mom ever. And you're like, wow, I understand the title now. She was from a Nickelodeon show. And then we have like Brooke Shields doesn't have a good relationship with her mom. And she was talking about how, yeah, those women have passed away, but my situation is different because Drew Barrymore's mom is still alive. So the quote was, all of those interview subjects, moms are gone and my mom's not. And I'm like, well, I don't have that luxury, but I cannot wait. I don't want to live in a state where I wish someone to be gone sooner than they're meant to be so I can grow. I actually want her to be happy and thrive and be healthy, but I have to grow in spite of her being on this planet. So when you said, but I cannot wait, I think that she should have added any more. And they're like, I cannot wait to talk to her later.
Or to say, I don't have the time.
Right. I cannot wait. Right. But it sounds like you're saying, because of the context, that you cannot wait until she dies. That's how they took it, and I can see why.
Yeah, so out of context, and when you're reading the written page,
yes,
you could certainly see wherein people would interpret that to say, I cannot wait. Because And I will admit, when I...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Saw this headline. I thought, what a weird thing to say. Why did she say that? Well, and I, unlike a lot of people, because people just read the headline and move on and think, oh, that's a bitchy thing for her to say. Went, well, we're probably going to talk about this. What does she actually mean? And then you discover the context and you're like, oh, I could see the double meaning, because it sounds like you're saying, I can't wait. But she's saying, no, literally, I don't have the time to wait until she's dead to deal with this. I have to do it now.
Right.
So not like, I can't wait for her to die. Wee-hoo!
Right. It was more like, I can't wait any longer.
Yeah.
Right? So I have to act now. But I can totally see how they misconstrued it. Here she is going off on the tabloids about what they took out of context.
You know what? To all you tabloids out there, you have been with my life since I was 13 years old. I have never said that I wish my mother was dead. How dare you put those words in my mouth? I have been vulnerable and tried to figure out a very difficult, painful relationship while admitting it is difficult to do while a parent is alive, and that for those of us who have to figure that out in real time, cannot wait, as in they cannot wait for the time, not that the parent is dead. Don't twist my words around or ever say that I wish my mother was dead. I have never said that. I never would. In fact, I go on to say that I wish that I never have to live an existence where I would wish that on someone. Because that is sick.
Okay. Still kind of confusing at the end, but we understand that you're upset. That is an awful thing to imply. Well, but I kind of get how they
okay, so confused. I get the confusion, but then you just read and you go context. And so then what I agree with her on in terms of the tabloids is there was a headline in Page Six which read, Drew Barrymore admits she wishes her mom was dead. Quote, I cannot wait. So, like, they literally did twist her words. So, you know, again, I think if they had, you know, look, it's Page Six. I don't expect that they're going to really do their due diligence to try to be understanding. I think they just saw a clip saw the quote.
Yes.
Read it the way that it seemed most offensive. And, you know, fine. Give them the benefit of the doubt and say, well, okay, that's a fine reading. You're putting... Like, that headline gives, what's the word I'm looking for? That headline indicates an opinion which I think they're extrapolating from what she said. Mm. I don't think it's clear from what she said that that's what she's saying. I think the very least you could say was, Drew Barrymore seems to confuse people about what she's really saying about her mother. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you were confused, just say you're confused. Don't just assume the worst.
Yeah.
Because while when you read that clip the first time, and I read that clip the first time, or quote, we were like, what? I think you have to be a little bit more careful when you're an actual tabloid before you start publishing things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and their job isn't to be thoughtful and, you know. Yeah. And so,
But my point is then I understand why she's, like, poking her finger at them.
I would, yes. But she also needs to realize that when she said that, and then at the end that statement, but I have to effing grow in spite of her being on this planet. Like, I still have to move on and live my life in spite of her being here still. You know, that also is like, okay, do you? I honestly did not get it. From reading it, I did not understand.
Okay.
And I thought, but not from a headline. I actually only clicked on an UpRocks article that talked about how Drew Barrymore went off on the tabloids for falsely claiming that she wished her mother dead. How dare you? So I never read or saw the original one. I only read an article just to say, like, I wasn't skewed in my view by first reading an awful headline like that. I'm reading one that's in support of her, and I still think it's confusing.
Yeah. Oh, it's definitely confusing, and I'm glad she clarified, because to your point, it is confusing. But I think to assume the worst in the confusion, mm-hmm. that's what the tabloids do so well, is just implying the worst motives on people.
I would love to hear Prince Harry and Drew Barrymore talk together, because they were both painted out to be a wild child. I think it'd be an interesting conversation.
Oh, for sure. Well, maybe someday we'll have that conversation. But when we come back, we're going to move on from Drew Barrymore to Prince Harry. Perfect timing. We'll be right back.
Entertainment.
It's summertime. People are going on vacations, and whether you're heading to the beach, the ballpark, a barbecue, whatever, summer is more fun when you're feeling your best. Let Livia Weight Control Centers help you make the most of our beautiful summer days, because as you know, they are numbered. So, Livia, their programs are doctor recommended. I did their program, and I lost 30 pounds with Livia 5 years ago, and they not only teach you, this isn't like a quick fix thing where all of these fad diets are like, oh, do this right now, restrict this, restrict that. No, these are fully formed nutrition plans from registered dietitians and nutritionists. And also, it's local. It's personal. They make you feel comfortable at Livia. If you call right now, you're going to get 8 weeks free if you mention me. Or you can go to Livia.com, Livea.com. Call or go to the website, 855-GO-LIVIA. And also, they were voted Minnesota's best weight loss program for 2 years in a row for a reason. You can trust them. I did. Once again, 8 weeks free. Adventures of Bradley and Dawn, My Talk 107.1. It's all about entertainment here. And some things are entertaining that we're kind of feel a little guilty about enjoying. But I would say we got to know what's going on with Prince Harry today in court.
Yes, we do. And actually, it's day two. Prince Harry has already left the courtroom. He's had a full day in court because, of course, Dawn, the UK is over there in the future, which really is now the past, because he's done with today, but not quite, almost. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Anyway, day two for Prince Harry in the hacking case. Not that kind of hacking. Hacking of cell phones, allegedly, supposedly. And on the stand, excuse me, Prince Harry continued his allegations against the Mirror Group News, Mirror News Group, whatever it's called, the Daily Mirror, etc., tabloids over in the UK, alleging that they hacked his phone, that they put trackers on people in his life to keep track of them since he was a child, and that it argued that it continued throughout his life, and that led to great distress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like it led to him leaving the country, you know, for his own safety and to save his family that he created with Meghan, his kids, and you know. So today they talked about some things once again that he couldn't prove, right?
Well, okay. So if I just, you know, I was reading through summaries this morning, trying to like take it all in and just understand, okay, what's actually going on. And yesterday we had this conversation that the allegations he were making was making about the hacking. He doesn't have like a smoking gun. Like, here is an email, here is video, here is audio of somebody saying, I hack Prince Harry. But what he is doing is trying to make an argument that the preponderance of the evidence, or that the likelihood is the, what's it called in sports? You know, like the likelihood. What's the word I'm looking for, Mike?
Come on. The odds?
Odds, thank you. I knew the betting guy over there would know the word. Odds that he was hacked. That's basically what he's got to prove. And I was reading that because this is a civil case, that bar is pretty low compared to a criminal case. So he doesn't have to have a smoking gun per se. He just has to convince the judge that it is likely that he was hacked. And he's trying to make that case by saying things like, well, they hacked a bunch of other famous people. I was a famous person. Do you really think that they didn't hack me too? Because, oh, look, they had information that nobody else had.
Right.
And conversely, the Mirror Group's attorneys came at that and said, well, what's your proof? I mean, couldn't we have gotten all of this information from sources? That is, the
your
people
friends?
In question or the palace? Mm-hmm. And he said, no, because the palace didn't know any of that because I didn't tell them. So the only way they would have known is if they were hacking my phone.
Right. Which we don't put it past them, but still, you don't have any proof. That's what sucks about this.
Yeah. But again, like I said, it's a lower bar because it's not a criminal case. So mm-hmm. he just has to convince the judge that it is likely, more likely than not, that they engaged in that hacking. And so he continued that today, and there was a back and forth. One of the strongest points is that, again, the whole notion that they were hacking, and there's proof of this, that they've already hacked other famous people at the very same time mm-hmm. that were at his level or below.
Mm-hmm.
So he's saying, why would it not be that they also hacked me, right?
Yeah, I wonder... So did they bring up anything about his ex-girlfriend? Because I remember in the
Which
book
one?
Spare, is her name Chelsea?
Mm-hmm. Davies or Dava?
Yes.
I forget what her name is.
He was involved with her long before he met.
Chelsea Davy.
Chelsea Davy. I remember that girlfriend in particular was really, really distressed by the constant, hounding by the paparazzi, following her everywhere. And just really doing things that just, she broke up with him over it, basically. Like, I love you, but I actually can't handle this. And I can't handle this for the rest of my life.
Yeah. Well, he said, in fact, that he believed at the time, or not believed, that he told the court, actually, at the time, that he found a tracking device on mm-hmm. her car.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, doesn't know who the tracking device belonged to, but, again, to just sort of cement his paranoia.
Right. And they were hacking into voicemails, so they knew, where they were going. And I know that the whole he's not your father, Maury Povich situation
yeah, that
there
was
with
yesterday.
James Hewitt. So they discussed all of that yesterday. That wasn't
yep.
in anything today. Okay. Because I did see something about... some type of a plot to steal his DNA to do some testing.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
On his DNA to see if, if James Hewitt was his father.
Yeah. Well, and I mean, that kind of behavior, again, I don't even think that's just the British. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if people are out there trying to do DNA from, remember the guy that is alleged to be Chloe's dad? Like, there was this whole conversation. Well, there's a side conversation about OJ being Chloe's dad.
Right.
But then there was this other conversation, rumors, about this hairdresser of Chris's.
Kris Jenner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That looks suspiciously like Chloe. And everybody's like, oh my God.
Oh, gosh.
So I wouldn't be surprised if, but anyway, yeah. So again, it's not like he has a smoking gun. And according to sort of like, if you go through the BBC or if you go through... sort of reputable news coverage of this particular case, you see that it's not impossible for him to be successful because it, by the way, is not just him. There are, I think, like three other plaintiffs in this case who we're now going to hear from. His testimony's done. He's done giving evidence. So when he left today, he's out for this particular case. But now they've got like the other plaintiffs who I don't even know if they call them plaintiffs, but the other three people who've brought this case along with Harry. And so depending on their testimony, right, the judge is going to take that all in
mm-hmm.
plus what Harry has already said. And again, all the judge has to decide is that it's more likely than not that the Muir group or their, whatever it's called, that they engaged in that behavior. And if they are successful, so if the judge finds that they likely engaged in that behavior, then they could be responsible for financial damages. And that verdict will influence the other ones that are out there and how they go forward.
Right.
So they would be more or less likely to be successful, depending on the outcome.
Are his other cases, I'm assuming that they're with other tabloid groups?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't remember which one they're, which ones they are, but, it's people like the Daily Mail and,
Yeah. The Guardian, I'm sure.
I don't think the Guardian, because actually the Guardian is like a liberal sort of like kind of the counterweight.
Okay.
To like the Daily Mirror and those
sun.
Tabloids. Oh, yeah, probably the sun.
Always
the moon
one.
And the stars. But yes. Anyway, yeah, so it really is fascinating. Like, again, I watched a little bit of the British news coverage today. One of the channels is that Talk TV. Do you remember Talk TV? That's the outfit that like Piers Morgan is behind.
Oh.
And I was watching their coverage this morning. Mm. Oof. They like took they show video footage of Harry coming in for testimony the second day. And they're like, and the guy's like, what kind of suit is he wearing today? Is that Dior? Is Dior going to tweet about his suit? Because it's so fancy. Like, coming in from his Range Rover. Like, really, truly, just sticking it to them.
They love to trash him. And now, I don't see, you never know what headlines are actually true about what's really going on in people's minds. Because once again, this is about the tabloids creating scenarios that aren't real, so it's hard to believe whether or not these stories are real currently right now. Like, the British people have had it with Harry. They're like, get out of here, we don't want to hear from you, you're a whiner, you just like, you're a spoiled brat, essentially. And I'm like, but is that just another tabloid story to all pile on and make everybody hate them? You know, it's at work. It's still at work here. It's like,
yeah. And, you know, I would be more cynical, and I would think that it's not even so much that they like, I think the individual people, probably there is a certain amount of, I mean, hate maybe is a strong word, but like they love to hate, you know, like in the way that there are certain celebrities we love to like, I don't like that celebrity. Right.
Right. Yeah.
But for the tabloids purposes, I think they're just more excited when people are clicking onto the articles about it, regardless of what they think. Like, do you love to hate Harry, or do you love Harry and you love to hate the people that hate Harry? Right?
Yeah.
Like, it generates all of this interest, right? Yeah. Which inevitably sells advertising.
Mm-hmm.
So if I were going to be particularly cynical, that's what I would say. Because when you think about individual people, that's hard, because think about you. Like, do you agree with everything Harry has done and said?
No, absolutely not.
Do you think occasionally he might be acting like a spoiled, you know, rich person?
I wouldn't put it in that category.
Yeah.
I'm just saying
that people hold a multitude of opinions.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So obviously, to try to like decide whether or not like an entire country is like.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm like, these articles can't be true. You know, I don't know. It's just all pretty sad when it comes down to it. I just feel like people don't have any empathy anymore. Like, whenever you read things in his book, or maybe
I think it's a different audience. I think these people are loud in their, you know, but they're performing.
Yeah.
It's theatrics, right? Like, to be like, oh, I'm like, you don't hate Harry.
You didn't read the book.
Everything that he has. And if, you know, royal rich people called you up, you'd be giving them all sorts of time a day.
Right. Like, if Prince Harry actually wants to invite you over for lunch, and he actually wants to
give... The whole reason Piers Morgan doesn't like Meghan is because she didn't return his calls after she went nuclear famous.
That's right. Because he was trying to date her, right?
Well, I don't know if he was trying to date her, but it was like a lot of celebrities... Or people in that world where they just want to be friends with other celebrities.
Sure.
The same things he's accusing Meghan of are very much probably the same things he is insecure about.
True. Yes. It's always the case, it seems like.
Well, anyway, the trial is over for Harry.
So we
will stay tuned and find out what happens as we go forward. In the meantime, there is a trial coming for us.
Yes.
And that trial, I can't believe it's already time to play the game, Dawn. I feel like we just clicked on our mics.
Yeah.
Mike, but we are going to click on over to our mic when we come back. That is producer Mike, because he's got his game show roulette wheel to spin, and where it lands determines the game we're playing when we return right here on Mike.
My Talk 107.1, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. I can't believe it that the show is going to be over 10 minutes here, and we get to play a game with Mike every day in game show roulette.
Time now to play along. It's
Game Show Roulette.
Here's your host, Mike Ganger.
Yes, it's time to play a game. Let's spin that wheel and figure out what's going to be played.
Are we joined today, Mike? Are you two today?
Ooh.
See, let's see. Stop.
Oh, big money, no
whammy. Ooh, we got a new Supermark. No, it's the new one. I always hated that one.
It's understandable.
Sounds similar.
Are we doing listicle?
A supermarket? No, we're not. We're doing you were mentioning Supermarket Sweep, and this open. It was a little ahead of its time, Supermarket Sweep, because this is like a futuristic game show, and it plays right into it. We're going to do Four and No More.
What is that again?
We've played this a few times. And No More. I'm going to give you an overall theme, and then I'm going to give you four little clues or descriptors about a person, place, or a thing. You then ring in when you think you know that person, place, and or thing.
After we're
very
done
simple.
Hearing all of them.
No, at any point while you're hearing them. You can ring in at any point. Now, here's the thing.
Give me an example again.
So, like, we did the... Remember when we did BA Women in History?
Oh.
Like, we did...
Badass Women in History?
Yeah, we did, like, I would say, philanthropist. And then the first clue would be billionaire, media, Chicago, queen of all
Oprah!
Media. And then that's Oprah. So, that's the example.
John McClane.
So,
Oprah.
There you go. That's our... practice round. So that's what we're playing today.
All right.
Very straightforward. Very simple. We've got we'll see if we get through all these or not. Otherwise we'll do a number of but it's I want to tell you all it's National Oklahoma Day today.
Oh, it is.
Where the wind goes sweeping across the plain.
So that's going to be the overall theme. Every
Oklahoma.
One of these persons, places or things are associated with Oklahoma.
Oh gosh.
It's not as bad as it sounds.
All
okay.
Right.
Here we go. So let's give it a whirl. Again, as soon as you think you know it, ring in with your name. Now, here's the catch. If you ring in and you're wrong, your opponent gets to hear the remainder of the clues.
Okay.
Playing Four and No More. Let's get it started with this one, and I'm going to give you one little descriptor. This is a director.
Okay.
Four and No More, director, your first clue. Rush. Child Star. Opie.
Bradley Trainer. That is Ron Howard.
Yes, it is. Nicely done. You got the first one.
I was thinking of Rush Moore, and then I got sidetracked.
Richie Cunningham was the next clue there. So there you go. That's how the game works. Pretty simple. So
fabulous.
You got the first one, Bradley. You got 1 point. Let's move on to the second here as we're rolling through Four and No More. Your clue for this one. Now, remember, all of these share a common thread of Oklahoma, but your clue, your clue for number two is actor. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. That's your overall clue. Looking for an actor. Two Oscars. Sexy. Wine.
Don McLean. Brad Pitt?
Correct.
Oh, that's right. He is from Oklahoma.
But then he moved to Springfield, Missouri.
Very young in his life. Yes, he moved to Springfield. Nicely done. So Brad Pitt, Benjamin Button, by the way, was the final clue.
Okay.
All right. So it's a 1-1 game. We're moving right along here, playing a little Four and No More. This next one for you, number three, is a film.
Film. Oklahoma.
No, are you two ready?
Yeah.
Hunt. Michael Crichton.
Bradley Trainer. Is that... Oh, Hunt. Oh, shoot.
Need an answer.
No! I don't want to give you an answer.
Well, then you're going to get a buzzer.
I'm going to say Jurassic Park.
Well, you can't answer now.
Okay.
Yeah, I know it's not right.
Yep, okay. So now you get to hear the rest of them, Dawn.
Yes.
One more time. Hunt, Michael Crichton, Dorothy, Tornado.
Oh!
I mean, Wizard of Oz?
That was
can
the...
Can I get it? Can I take it
Now you
back?
Can!
Why?
Return to Oz.
What? No.
No?
What? It did throw Red October.
It did throw you two for a loop.
Wait,
like I hoped it would.
What?
Dorothy was the name of the scientific sensing device they used in the movie Twister to track the tornadoes.
Twister!
That's a good one.
Hunt,
I was trying really
Helen
hard
Hunt.
With Michael Crichton. Like,
oh,
what's,
Helen Hunt.
I know it's not the dinosaur one. What is it?
He did the screenplay for... he had a very busy 1992 to 96.
Sure.
And he did the screenplay for that one. So no one got that one. Nobody got the film Twister, which was shot and based there in Oklahoma. Moving on to number four.
All right.
This one is an actor, okay?
Okay.
Comedian. SNL. Superbad. Barry.
Oh
shoot.
Barry. Comedian, SNL, Superbad, Barry.
Oh, God. What is his name?
Superbad.
Oh, shoot.
Five.
Barry.
Four. Three.
I don't know.
I can't remember his name.
Bill Hader.
Oh, Bill Hader's from Oklahoma.
Bill Hader was born in Oklahoma, yes.
Did not Enid?
I have no idea.
Enid?
I just like Enid, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Let's move on to the next one here. Nobody got that those last two. We'll move
Are we still tied?
You're still tied 1-1. Here we go to number five.
Oh, my God. Okay.
TV show.
All right.
All right. Streamer. Mafia. Taylor Sheridan. Sylvester Stallone.
Oh.
Those are your four clues. Four and no more, the game we're playing today. Streamer. Mafia. Taylor Sheridan.
I don't
Sylvester
know.
Stallone.
I don't watch that show.
Do you know what the show is that you don't watch?
No.
No.
That is the very, very popular Tulsa King.
Oh.
Tulsa, Oklahoma, Tulsa King. Okay.
I guess we should have known that, Dawn.
I didn't even know that existed.
Well, if you never heard of it, then you weren't going to get it. Okay.
Yeah.
So move on to the next one here as we're rolling through. We're at number six. It's still tied 1-1.
Oh my God, we're getting so far, but yet not far.
This next one's a singer.
Okay.
8 Grammys. Sunday Night. Idol winner.
Bradley Trainer.
Bradley.
That's not... our good friend Adam Lambert.
All right, so you get to hear the last one, Dawn. Before He Cheats.
Oh.
8 Grammys, Sunday Night, Idol winner.
Oh.
Before He Cheats.
Don McLean.
Yes.
Carrie Underwood.
There it is.
Yeah!
Carrie Underwood. Nicely done. You take
break
the 2-1 lead.
Thank God somebody did.
We've got 3 to go here.
Okay,
let's do this. Of course, Oklahoma, the overall theme, trying to work through these. Number 7 here. Actor. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here we go. Dodgeball. Black Belt. Satirical Facts. Walker, Texas Ranger.
What?
Oh. This is Don McLean.
Don.
Chuck Norris.
Chuck Norris is correct.
Oh, I was like, where's the dodgeball?
He was made a cameo at
was
the end of Dodgeball.
Dodgeball?
Mm-hmm.
Good one.
Best line by the whole movie was when White Goodman says, effing Chuck Norris right at the very end. It's very good. He was very upset as he was eating a bunch of food. All right, moving on to the next one.
I've got to get the next two.
You have to get the next two. Here we go. TV personality.
Okay.
Playing 4 and no more.
Personality.
TV personality.
Okay.
North Texas. Controversy. PhD.
Bradley Trainer.
Bradley Trainer.
Dr. Phil.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good one.
By the way, the last,
say Oprah.
The last category or the last one was Cash Me Outside.
How about that?
Didn't get to that one. Here
Bad
we go. Moving on. This is going to
Bahad Bahad.
You have to get this one right here. Bradley.
All right.
Businessman.
Businessman.
Retailer. Richest.
Oh, wait, you didn't. Can I ask?
Businessman is the category.
Oh, business. Okay.
Businessman is
businessman is the
yes,
category. Can you start
it's
again?
The little descriptor. Yeah. So, businessman is the descriptor. Retailer. Richest. Discount markets. Walmart.
Bradley Trainer.
Bradley Trainer.
Sam Walton.
You got
it!
A comeback tie, and guess what? That's all we have time for.
We're in the tiebreaker!
No.
I thought we could do the last two because you got the last two right.
I'm fine with the tie.
Boy, I should know that. Walmart is so huge where I'm from.
Well,
there's a little four.
Tie
things up. We'll have to decide tomorrow. But the good news is we will be back tomorrow from noon to three here on My Talk 107.1. Dear listeners, thank you for being with us as you are each day. And up next, Lori and Julia. Bye.
Bye.